G'day gamers, this is your host Luke Hepburn and I'm back with a summary of the latest video game news from the land down under. Today, it's Friday, the 5th of November. Let's get into it. Well, we can now take a look at the new Call of Duty Caldera Warzone Pacific map by looking at the inside of a jacket. High-profile community members and celebrities were handed jackets to celebrate the launch of Vanguard, and on the inside of the jacket is a printed copy of the new map with Top Secret written above it. Saying that, we can get some information from it. Some key locations can be seen and have been shown to be Naval Shipyard, Ore Processing Docks, Ancient Structures, Volcano, Phosphor Mines, Fishing Village, Airport, Taro Farms, Beach Defences, Submarine Base, City Capital. I like the sound of Volcano. In addition to this reveal, you can also watch a new trailer showing how we exactly get from the ravaged society to a luscious Pacific island. We get a short glimpse at the new map through several dogfighting shots as World War II era planes battle over the island. This is the first time we've seen plane combat in action, having previously been revealed in a blog post. The Caldera map launches on December 2nd and Vanguard launches tomorrow. Activision have also once again crafted permission notes to have the day off to give to your boss. It states while the nature of their absence is highly classified, you should not be subject to questioning. I've got a funny feeling it's not going to work. You can also jump onto GameSpot.com and watch the first 10 minutes of Vanguard today. I'll put a link to this video up on GoodDayGamers.com. Nintendo has launched its Animal Crossing New Horizons update and it's available now. It's actually a day early. The update was announced at a recent Animal Crossing Direct and brings a number of additions. Alongside various quality of life tweaks, Brewster the coffee shop owning pigeon has been added, as has Cap'n the Sea Santy, singing ferry operator. Nintendo has confirmed that this update is the final free update to the game. Thousands of Animal Crossing New Horizons new items have been revealed early through a massive data mine too. People have jumped on and determined that there's over 9,000 new items hidden away in the update for New Horizons. Jump on and grab it now. So a game with the codename Vault and in development by Studio Hangar 13 to be published by Take-Two Interactive has apparently been cancelled and has cost $53 million to date. The game was in development since 2017, but after troubles with reboots, lots of hiccups, and COVID-19, it was decided to meet up in the coming week to choose its final destiny, and that's apparently what's happening. It's rumored, or reported, I should say, that approximately 200 people are impacted by the game's cancellation, and apparently Studio Hangar 13 are going to move on to a new game. The game was said to be something like a Saints Row and Cthulhu style game with superheroes to boot. Cthulhu is a horror RPG type game, just to give you an idea. It actually sounds pretty interesting. It's a shame we won't ever get to see it. So the big reveal for tonight was the 15 minutes of gameplay that has been shown off for the Elden Ring video game. And it doesn't disappoint. The trailer starts off showing how you follow a beacon of light to find your next mission in this stunning open world game, all while riding horseback. You then see the player coming face to face with a dragon in a fierce battle that requires careful time dodges and other tactics to beat it. The map was then shown and it's in its artistic style in itself, in the fact that it looks hand drawn and it looks quite large. The character then jumps onto a mission again and it shows us how spirit springs can be used to jump high in the air while riding your steed. It appears that climbing mountains on horseback won't be an issue in this game. Crafting was shown with different weapons to be made while the player stealthily takes out a small camp, who then used spirits that were summoned to defeat the last few enemies. I like the fact the game has online co-op, PvP and invasions. And it begins to show us the co-op mode as two players team up to take on a large boss guarding a quest area. Many of magical skills get shown off, with one in particular seeing your co-op friend head turning into a dragon to breathe fire on the enemy. The game features caves and dungeons, and it reminds me of Skyrim to a degree and a bit of The Witcher. Melina is then introduced, who offers you an accord before you enter this massive castle called Stormvale Castle, with even more multi-level dungeons and showcasing that you can tackle the level taking multiple routes. I won't spoil all of the trailer, but there's plenty of mythical powers at your disposal and some intense boss battles. The game launches 25th of February 2022 on PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. Check out the trailer. I'll link to it on GetAGamers.com. It's worth having a look. Well, as I say this, Xbox Game Studios' awesome new racer, Forza Horizon 5, is now the top-rated new game of the year thus far, and especially in regards to next-generation consoles. There has been 72 critic reviews already, and the game is averaging a 92 out of 100. Some of the reviews say, and I'll just quote some here, Gaming Bolt, 100 out of 100. History repeats itself as Playground Games once again delivers one of the best open-world races you'll ever play. We'll pick a second one. IGN, 100 out of 100. Forza Horizon 5 is a deep and nuanced car nirvana for rev heads and auto geeks to endlessly collect, tinker, and experiment. It's also an extremely accessible buffet of racing spectacle open to everyone from deluxe diehards to Game Pass nomads. No matter their driving skill or mechanical knowledge, it looks beautiful, it sounds magnificent, and it is glorious to play. Yes, Forza Horizon 5 is a lot of things. Above all, however, it is the result of a racing studio at the peak of its craft and the best open world racing game we have ever played. So there you go. It's very clear that this game is probably headed towards Game of the Year, potentially. It's available now for those who got early access. For everyone else, it comes out on the 9th of November. So just a quick one for those who like the Little Nightmares games. There has been a release rated for next generation consoles in Europe that has been spotted. So it's very possible that the 2017 game that stole all of our hearts is coming soon to the next gen consoles. We'll have to wait and see. It was rated for Xbox Series X and PlayStation 5. All right, everyone. Well, that's it for today's show. Just a short one, a bit shorter than normal. Had a very busy day at work and got home very late. So I'm putting this together quite late at night and it's time for bed. I hope you enjoyed the show still, and I hope they had some good content. Go check out Elden Ring. That's probably the biggest thing. Watch the trailer and see if you're impressed. I'd love to hear your feedbacks in the comments section on GetAGamers.com, where I'll put all the videos and screenshots and stuff that I have for this show. Again, if you're liking the show, please share it across your gaming communities. I want to get the word out there about the show. And just remember, if you have an Amazon device, you can add this as a daily news briefing, and you can do so on Google as well. That's it. Have a great day, guys. I'll catch you all later.